Welcome to the Lou Coutinho Show, where we can learn to reimagine our lifestyle. Today, we'll practice a simple guided meditation visualization for healing the inner child. What is the inner child? For the longest time, I didn't believe this. I thought that it doesn't matter what your childhood is. You just got to power it through. That's the past. Be strong, power it through, you know. But as I started consulting with patients over the last 9 years, I began to figure out that our inner child plays a huge role in how we handle relationships today, our business, our career, or just even life. Because a lot of children have trauma in them, physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, rapes, child rapes within the family. All of these problems are real and they build up as trauma. The inner child is hurt and it limits you throughout your life. But the good part of it is you can heal your inner child by, number one, accepting that it has been hurt. There is trauma within you, not being in denial, and then doing the right things to get better. We'll do a very simple meditation and visualization today. It's the starting point of your journey. But do know that there are therapists out there who are trained to help you without medication, but to help you to heal your inner child. So, of course, you can use that as an option depending on how much of healing that you need. Today's meditation is just a starting point. And sometimes you may just feel hurt in life at any point, and you may feel you had a great childhood and that's good for you. But you can still do this meditation and visualization and see how it works for you. I'm a huge fan of the word self-realization, which means we don't go around asking people, hey, does this meditation help? Should I do this? Is exercise great for me? We try it, and through self-realization, we realize that, hey, wow, this feels so good. Or maybe it doesn't, but we learn through self-realization. So let's get straight into the simple guided visualization meditation to heal your inner child. Find a nice, quiet, comfortable place where you won't be disturbed. You can sit down or you can lie down in a comfortable position. If you lie down, try not to use a pillow and try to keep your hands at the side of your body with your palms raised upwards. And if you're sitting in any position, try to keep your back straight. Now gently close your eyes. Let's start off with 3 deep breaths. You inhale through your nostrils, nice and slow, your own pace, easy. And you exhale through your nostrils, nice and easy. You want to try and make your exhale longer than your inhale. Let's do another inhale, nice and slow, and a beautiful long exhale. At your own pace, take your time. Let's do one more inhale through the nostrils. And a beautiful long exhale. Loosen up your jaw. Try to bring your focus to your forehead. See if it's tight. Loosen that up a little bit by breathing into your forehead. And on the exhale, it loosens up. All the tension that you hold in your face and in your jaw slowly melts away. Your shoulders relax so they drop a little bit. Now let's take a deep inhale through the nose. And as you exhale, gently open up your mouth. And exhale with a whoosh sound, like you're blowing out a candle. Let's do 2 more of these. A deep inhale. And 1 more. Now that you're all centered, keep your eyes closed, and all you need to do is listen. Listen to understand, not to judge, not to think, not to compare. Listen to understand and gently follow the instructions. With your eyes closed, imagine that you're in a beautiful, peaceful place. It can be any place you feel comfortable in. You could be on a beach, by a river, in a forest, or even in your cozy bedroom. Imagine yourself sitting in this place or lying down in this beautiful, peaceful place. Now visualize yourself as a child standing in front of you. So you as a child standing in front of you with your eyes closed. Look at this child with love and compassion. Look at you as a child with love and compassion. So your eyes are closed and you have this child in front of you. That's you. Remember that this is your inner child. The part of you that may have been neglected, hurt, compared, shamed in the past. Reach out now and take your inner child's hand. Hold that hand within yours. Visualize this happening. Tell that inner child, tell your inner child that you love them and that you're here to help them heal. Be in this moment. You're looking compassionately at your inner child with love, a feeling of love, a feeling of gratitude. No matter the hurt, no matter the neglect, feel compassion for that inner child of yours. Now ask your inner child, in your imagination, in your mind, what they need from you in order to heal. Listen carefully to what they have to say. So you're asking your inner child, you've been hurting. You've been hurt for the longest time. You don't feel loved. You don't feel cared for. You feel abused. You feel taken granted of. Whatever comes to your mind. And ask that inner child. What do they need from you in order to heal? And listen very carefully in silence, in deep silence. You may get answers like, I need time for myself. My life's too chaotic. I need to slow down. I need to do things that I love. I need to fill my cup before I fill others. Maybe it'll tell you that you need to stop pleasing people and looking after you. Maybe it'll tell you that you need more nutritious food to feel more energetic. Maybe it'll tell you that life has dampened your spirit and you need to start looking at life with awe, with curiosity, with wonder. Maybe it'll tell you that your past has made you pessimistic and you live in fear. And now you need to start overcoming that fear and looking at life with abundance, with an optimistic view. Maybe you have to learn to start saying no. Maybe you have to learn to stop being the doormat. Maybe it's time in life for you to make change. You've made decisions on your past. You've made decisions out of hurt, out of neglect, out of emotional abuse, out of a poor childhood, maybe. And now, in order to heal, It's time to make change. It's okay to make that change. If it's coming from you within, minus the ego and pride, it is now time for you to make that change. If we want change in life, in relationships, in our careers, in the way we feel, we can't be doing the same things. We can't be thinking the same thoughts. We need to do different things to get different results. We need to think different thoughts to build new mindsets and new belief systems. So as you ask your inner child what they need from you in order to heal, listen very carefully. It will come up from within you. Take a deep breath. Now visualize a bright healing light. It could be yellow, it could be white, that's surrounding your inner child in front of you. This light represents your love, your compassion, and it helps your inner child to feel safe and protected. Take a few deep breaths and imagine that you are breathing in, you are inhaling this healing light surrounding your inner child in front of you. As you exhale, imagine all the negative emotions of the past, all those negative feelings, those memories leaving your body. Inhale that healing light again from around your inner child, into you, deep into you, and again exhale all the negative emotions, the thoughts, the hurt. Now with your eyes closed and a focus on your gentle inhales and exhales, repeat these positive affirmations to your inner child. I love you. You are safe. You are protected. You are worthy of love and happiness. You are abundant. You are strong. You can make this change. You deserve peace. You deserve joy. You deserve the greatest health. You deserve happiness. I love you. You are safe. You are protected. You are loved. You are abundant. You are healing. Take your time with this meditation. Allow yourself to feel whatever emotions come up. Some of you by now will have tears in your eyes. That's okay. Some of you may still be struggling with thoughts coming up. That's okay too. Just take your time. Allow yourself to feel whatever emotions come up. You can hold out to that inner child and now pull that inner child towards you, hugging that inner child, keeping that inner child in your warm embrace. That is you, powerful you, limitless you, the amazing you. It's so much of potential and talent that's been blinded with the past. And now, you have to set free. Is it possible? Of course. Is it difficult? Of course. But it's not impossible. When you feel ready, Slowly open your eyes while you continue to take a couple of deep breaths. Remember to be patient and gentle with yourself as you work on healing your inner child. This guided visualization or meditation can be repeated as often as you need. It is a powerful tool for self-healing and your personal growth. All of us have potential and talent. We're unaware of it because of our past. We're unaware when someone took away our power, or we gave our power away and we've not yet taken it back. Healing also always starts from within. It's a beautiful process. It requires consistency, not intensity. Do this for you, because you care is all about you. Stay tuned for more. We're going to continue our journey, learning, sharing, and evolving.